some folks are thinking about their 401k accounts, their retirement accounts, as bank accounts. Not always a good idea. More people than ever borrowing from their retirement accounts. And Tom Trabucco, the Thrift Savings Plan, is here to talk about what is happening in that respect with TSP. It's great to talk to you, Tom. Thanks for being here today.
Hello, Francis. Happy to be with you.
The idea for this was prompted by the story that you and I saw in the Wall Street Journal last week with the headline, Loans from 401ks on the Rise as Investors Tap Their Inner Banker. Are you seeing what the more broad 401k companies and providers are seeing as far as people borrowing from their accounts?
Well, let me start by saying what I think every plan administrator in the nation would say. We, the TSP and 401k plans, do offer loan programs from the investment program. However, we are not encouraging people to take loans. The purpose of a loan program in the TSP or a 401k is to encourage people to stretch a bit, to put as much as they can in there with the knowledge that if they need it, they can come in and borrow. So with that said, I did go in and take a look at our numbers vis-a-vis the numbers in that story, which were very eye-opening. In the journal article, it mentioned that almost 30% of 401k savers have a loan outstanding, the highest in recent history.
Mm-hmm.
And that would certainly have been high for us as well. We went in and took a look, and we have seen a little bit of a bump, but not much. I checked again against our numbers in 2009, where 17.7% of our participants had loans outstanding. Now, some of them had one loan, some of them had two. Two is our maximum. You can have one general purpose loan and or one loan for the purchase of a primary residence. So some of those folks do have two loans. In 2011, these are the numbers as of May, that had risen to 18.1% of participants had one or two loans outstanding.
That's not much of an increase, and I'm happy to see that, because as you and I have talked about before, and you just mentioned a moment ago, nobody that I've ever heard of recommends that you go to your 401k and take money out. That's not the point. The whole point is that it's not supposed to be a piggy bank.
That's right. So it is always on account, invested, and therefore, if you're in the market, for instance, you're not going to miss that big bump, because if you miss just one or two of those, the stock market tends to move in blurts, I guess you would call it.
Uh-huh.
And if you miss one or two of those, you can miss the whole upside for a year or two.
So, yeah.
So we always encourage people to leave their funds on account. However, there are those times when you may need it. I know that some people, and I've mentioned this before, myself included, stretched a little bit to put more into the account, knowing that when my children were in college, I could borrow from it if I needed. I did need to, and I did do that. And it worked out fine. I've paid it back. But nevertheless, some folks don't pay it back.
What kind of interest rate do I have to pay if I take out a loan on my TSP?
Think of a TSP loan as an investment at the G fund rate at the time you take it out. So right now, people who borrow during the month of June, the rate that they pay is 2.5%, which is what the G fund is invested at this month.
Mm-hmm. I am just in the process of reviewing the documents to do a refi of our house, and we're getting rid of a home equity loan. And with interest rates the way they are, the home equity loan that we're getting rid of isn't much higher than that. It's not high enough that it would make a big difference in the amount of interest that we pay. So I'm not sure that, because of the whole situation that the loan market's in, if most people probably have better options than borrowing from their retirement accounts anyway.
Right, with rates as low as they are. And remember, in particular, that makes a difference for the TSP residential loan, because the interest you pay if you take a commercial loan to purchase a primary residence, take out a regular mortgage, that's tax deductible, the interest that you pay. Interest that you pay on your TSP loan is not tax deductible.
And when you take the money out, there are tax consequences right up front, too. my understanding is, but you should always consult with a tax expert before you make decisions like that. Overall, the whole idea, it just kind of defeats the whole purpose of what the thing is there for in the first place. And I wonder, after reading the story in the Wall Street Journal, if really 30% of 401k savers have some kind of family emergency or life event that requires them to do it, or if they're just doing it because it's there.
Right. Yeah. Well, as I said, it was an eye-opening number for me. But remember now, Feds have had a relatively stable work environment for the last couple of years. Now they're looking at things coming down the line that may not be so comfortable for them. But that's unlike private industry, where they have had a difficult time, a high unemployment rate out there. Folks are probably underemployed as well, cut back on their hours and may need a source of income. So that's what it's there for. But again, as an incentive for you to put funds into your 401k, into the TSP, pick up the matching contributions, keep it there as much as you can. But if you ever do need access to some funds, you can take out a loan.
You did briefly touch on something that I want to call people's attention to. Also, folks normally talk about the idea that, well, the reason that this is okay is because I'm paying the interest back to myself. You did mention the idea that you do potentially miss out on returns when your money's not in there, and so you could wind up, in many cases, it's wound up for people that they have not, that they've lost more by not being in the market than they've gained by the interest that they pay themselves back.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, just think about it for somebody who may have been out of the market, and right now we have, looks like $7.6 billion that has been borrowed from the TSP. And for any of that money that otherwise would have been invested, say, in the S fund for the past year, those investors have missed out on a 33% return over mm-hmm. the last 12 months, 26% for the C fund, 32% for the I fund, and smaller but positive numbers for the other funds as well. So you're taking your money out of service to a certain extent. Yes, you're putting it back in with the G fund interest, so you're getting the corpus back in there with a little bit of interest. But if you would normally have been an investor in the market, this current loan could have cost you quite a bit.
I'm thinking about the poor folks, and there are probably more than a few of them that were sitting there in March or April of 2009 going, man, this stock market doesn't look very good. I think I'll borrow some money out of my C fund part of my TSP account and put it aside and do whatever I need to do with it, and I'll just pay it back later and buy those shares back.
Right, and they call that the opportunity cost.
That's exactly right. Thank you very much for explaining all this to us, as always, Tom. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Francis.
Tom Trabucco, the Thrift Savings Plan, my guest on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.